It's 69 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 92.7 Classical HQR and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni. This is the Midday Interview. My guest today is Tom Briggs, a local theater director, actor, former artistic director of Thalen Association, and so much more. Tom has adapted the film All About Eve into a theatrical script, and the script is premiering this Sunday in a staged reading with some of Wilmington's finest actors. Tom Briggs, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Gina.
Now, the staged reading is this Sunday at 8 o'clock at Theater Now. Cocktails available at 7:30. All About Eve, it's an epic movie for those who remember it. It's selected for preservation in the National Film Registry in 1990 and so many other honors. Tom Briggs, what makes the film and the story so powerful?
Well, as you say, it's really an American classic. It was released in 1950, was nominated for a whopping 14 Academy Awards, won six of them, including screenplay and director and best picture. And it's just a great American story wrapped around the world of Broadway. And I think I probably first saw the movie on television when I was a teenager and fell in love with it because it was took place in the world of theater. And then years later, when I was living in New York and working in the theater, it occurred to me that it would make a wonderful play, and I kind of wondered why no one had ever adapted it for the stage. It had been adapted as a musical, but it was reset in 1970 with all that implies, and I felt had the musical lost a lot of the power and the pathos that the movie had. So I've just always thought it would be a great idea for the stage.
And one interesting thing about it is that it's not just attractive to theater folk. That film was attractive to so much of America.
Well, so many of the themes are universal. You know, the story revolves around Margot Channing, who's a very famous grand Broadway actress at the peak of her career, but who undermines herself with insecurities about aging. And I think in show business or out of it, women today can still identify with that. You get to a certain age and you feel like you're becoming invisible, you know, especially in show business. I mean, men can grow old. You know, Jack Nicholson is 79 years old, but it's unlikely a woman that age would be cast to play his girlfriend or wife in a movie. So that theme is, you know, is still with us all these years later. And also, it's about, in another sense, how people will compromise their humanity in pursuit of fame and fortune, and how narcissism and ego drive that pursuit. And of course, you know, all you need to do is turn on the television or get online to see how timely that theme still is today. So much of what that movie is about is still relevant. And as you say, it doesn't, not just within the world of the theater. That's just the milieu in which the story is set. But the themes are very universal, which is why I think it's, you know, still relevant today.
Yeah, it's interesting also that Margot is not just a paranoid actress who's aging. There really is someone coming after her, which is that narcissist. So, you know, there's the issue of being paranoid, and but also there are real narcissistic people out there who are just will do whatever they can in order to be in the limelight.
Absolutely. And Eve is exactly that. When we first meet her, she's this sweet young thing from the Midwest, and Margot brings her into her circle of friends, takes her on as her personal assistant. Everyone adores Eve. And only gradually do we begin to see that she is perhaps not everything she seems to be.
Yeah. Now, the film probably, because it was such a great story, it had some of the greatest actors in the 1950s.
Oh, it was just packed full of them. I mean, of course, Bette Davis and Baxter were both nominated for Academy Awards for it. It was Marilyn Monroe's first motion picture. It really stands up too. If you haven't seen it lately, it's Every bit is good. It's still great.
And you have a great cast for this Sunday doing this staged reading. Tell us about the cast and some of these parts.
Any playwright or director will tell you that, you know, the cast can make or break a show. It's 90% of the deal. And I just have the best actors in Wilmington. Catherine Vernon is playing Margot, and no one who's ever been in a theater in this town needs to be told who she is, one of our wonderful leading ladies. And the lovely Alyssa Featheroff, with whom you just worked Tempest, is playing Eve. Kat Vernon's husband, the fantastic actor Alex Worf, is playing her lover. So they come with chemistry already built in, which is helpful. And then we have such Wilmington theater stalwarts as Caitlin Becca, Carly Krasnopol, Rachel Hilburn Lewis, Lee Lowermore, Craig Meyer, Lorraine Perry, Troy Rudisil. It's just, I feel like the luckiest guy in the world to have these people on this project. They're just all sensational.
It is a stunning cast. When I saw the poster, that's how I first heard about it, actually, was seeing a poster.
Oh, good. I'm glad somebody saw the poster.
People do see those posters, I swear.
I hope so.
I saw the poster, and I looked at the who was doing the reading. I had heard about it, you know, brewing out there, but I was like, oh, my goodness, look at this gathering.
I know.
Of fabulous actors. Folks, if you are just joining us, I'm glad you are, because we're almost out of time. But you can go to this theatrical reading. This is a staged reading all about Eve. Tom Briggs has made this into a theatrical script. It's on Sunday, this Sunday, at 8 o'clock at Theater Now, which is on 10th and Dock Street. The theater will open at 7:30 for cocktails, pre-reading cocktails. And what else? Is there anything else we can expect at the reading?
Well, you know, you hear the word reading and you kind of think, you know, park and bark, where everybody just sits there and reads the script. That is not what this is. I mean, there's lights and sound and blocking.
It's staged reading.
It's staged.
So, yeah, it's something very special. Tom, I just want to thank you in advance for taking the time to make this staged reading.
Oh, well, thank you, Gina, for having me.
Love to see you there.
It's been a delight to see you.
Delight to see you as well. And you can find out more on Facebook. It is 12:06.